Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast, the podcast that brings you the latest health information to help you change your life for the better so that you can live an extraordinary healthy life and have information to share with your friends and family and maybe clear up some of the confusion now in this whole health area, especially the integrative area, things on the web that you really don't know are true. And yet, there's a lot of interesting hype. Interesting story that inspires me in this whole area of prevention. I was out in a restaurant with my brother the other day, and we overheard the owner speaking and take a look, and he's way, way, way overweight, you know, probably in his early maybe early 60s, with a big heavy cast on his leg. And the story was, kind of a sad story, he went to a podiatrist to have a callus taken off his foot. And what the podiatrist did was, instead of sanding it down, he cut it, and he wound up with an infection. Wow. And being diabetic, this was very serious. And he had to go to a hospital, and they proceeded to do some other procedures in him where he got what's called MRSA, which is an antibiotic-resistant infection. I had to get intravenous antibiotics. They had to do some other major surgery on him, and he's got the cast, and it's a whole mess. Well, could the whole thing have been prevented by controlling the diabetes, and he wouldn't have had the problem in the first place? In my opinion, absolutely yes. Type 2 diabetes, in my opinion, and some of my colleagues, is a totally preventable condition. For the most part, related to, I'd say 90% related to diet. And then a certain percentage which ties into the diet is maybe micronutrient deficiency. But there's no reason we should have type 2 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes, I understand, it's an autoimmune condition where the body attacks the island of Langerhans cells that produce insulin. And that is a serious problem. People need diet, insulin, and lives have been saved. But type 2 diabetes is a total different story related to obesity, lack of exercise, and tons and tons of sugar. I offer you a challenge, and if you want to email me, and I'll mention on my podcast what I call the Hall of Shame, which is products in the even health stores. Forget about just, we understand groceries and supermarkets, but Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, and I look, and an enriched water. Why not just drink the water? Okay, there's no real enrichment of water. And they put some flavoring, and I looked, and it had about 35 grams of sugar. And then I look at the so-called cereals and health bars. Please do not be fooled because an item says is in the health store or health market and it looks interesting, the label looks interesting, and tells you whatever, high protein, keto, whatever. And you look at the amount of sugar, you'll be shocked. We don't need additional sugar in our diet. Okay, we can make plenty of glucose from healthy foods. So, be shocked like I am, and you'll realize why we're feeding the diabetic industry. And again, I'm going to get on a little bandstand. I get so incensed when I see, let's raise more funds for diabetes. And, you can go on metformin and you can go on a new diabetic drug. and you'll listen to the commercial, and what's it going to say? Well, ask your doctor, and here's the side effects. Wonderful. When it's dietary disease. And for the most part, type 2 diabetes before the introduction of fast food and the increase in sugar intake in our diet was at very low levels. So, how do you make changes? Habit. H-A-B-I-T. Habit. Okay, you change habits. How do you change habits? One habit at a time. And it's much easier to change habits when you have awareness. It's sort of the unconsciousness and not paying attention that allows you to, you know, consume dangerous amounts of sugar. And now, you know, the question is, should you use sucralose or aspartame? Questions about those. Okay. There'd be question marks. I mean, I've heard that they can change your microbiome, which is not a good thing. So many things are involved in having a healthy microbiome. There are ways of sweetening that these products can use. They can use erythritol, and chicory. Some use stevia, some use, you know, monk fruit. I think those are probably better in a lot of ways, and they're not going to have the same glycemic raise your blood sugar issue and still have a sweetness. But you don't need to add sugar to some watermelon. You don't need to add sugar to some pineapple. Pick up a can of pineapple. You know, and look, added sugar. Why are you adding sugar to pineapple? We've just become a sugar-addicted population. So, you change one habit at a time. Keeping a food diary is really, really helpful. Next to that food diary, put amount of sugar and see what you take in. Again, you'll be surprised. As far as taking your sugar and testing, I think one of the best ways, because it can be off when you go to the physician. Even the what's called glycated hemoglobin is not a perfect test. It's supposed to measure your blood sugar over a certain period of time. But it can have misinterpretation. There can be false elevations. There's another test called fructosamine. There's another test you can do. But I think the best test, actually, is to see what your blood sugar is 2.5 hours after you eat. 2.5 hours after you eat should be around 130, 135. You can buy a glucometer and test your blood sugar, or when you go to your doctor, have, in my experience, take the blood sugar after you eat 2.5 hours and see what it is. So you have some way of seeing what's happening, because what that means is you're not clearing the sugar, and that's a problem. Okay, either because you have insulin resistance, which can be affected by weight and lack of exercise, where your insulin's not working, or you're producing a little less insulin, not quite, you know, type 1 diabetes. Now, the nutrients that might help. The glucose tolerance factor, chromium, the glucose tolerance factor, taking a little bit of zinc, maybe about 15 milligrams of zinc. Berberine, I like berberine. Berberine is extract of golden seal, and if you do a Google search on berberine and glucose, you'll see cinnamon, either adding to your food or as a supplement. It can also be very, very, very helpful. So there are lots of tools, but you have to use them. If you don't use them, you're not getting a result. Another one that, again, you can search, and again, it's one of my favorites, is a broccoli seed. And if you do a cross-reference on sulforaphane and blood sugar or diabetes, you'll see the studies on the lowering, the clinical study on the lowering of blood sugar. So that's another one. And besides, you know, that's the Vitalica, which is the one that I recommend. You could also, besides that, you know, taking lots of good fiber in. Well, if you're going to eat a sweet, eat it with the meal, because you'll get slower absorption. So if it's after a meal, at least you'll have, like a dessert, you're going to have slower absorption. If you just take a sweet, one of those bars, one of those sodas, zap, it's going to up your blood sugar. Not a good thing. So you do not want elevated blood sugar. Period. Make a commitment. If your blood sugar is elevated, I'm going to change my diet. And we have unlimited information and unlimited tools. And there are applications on the phone that, well, you can put in, you can scan the food, you can barcode the food, and you can get the amount of sugar in there. If you need reading glasses, which I don't at my age, I still don't need reading glasses, and look at the amount of sugar, and that'll track you so you can start to make those changes. And again, in my practice experience, eventually you won't want the sugar. You won't want the sweet. It's going to taste off, okay? You just say, yeah, okay, it's nice, okay. And I'm not saying never, okay, but the daily high consumption of sugar is just extraordinary. And then, of course, there's this aspect of being fooled by fructose. And they say, well, it's got fructose in it, or fructose. The problem is fructose does not occur in nature in isolation. It's a sugar, it's a type of sugar. But in fruit, it's with fiber. Always occurs in fiber. And I advise not being fooled by taking in a lot of fructose products. As I mentioned earlier in the podcast, I think those other sweeteners are okay if that's what you need, you know, to get you over the hump of getting off the sugar. And of course, we like things that taste good, but not at the cost of our health. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe. I'd appreciate that because it motivates me to do more and more research. And you can contact me at Nutra, NutraSteve at hotmail.com. And very shortly, I'll announce a website, another website I'm putting up. And you'll be able to get different kinds of information on there, especially about broccoli seed, Vitalica, and how that can change your life. Again, this is Steve Halpern, and thank you so much for listening. Have a great day or evening.